The devastating earthquake that occurred on the 8th of October in the South Asian Kashmir area left at least 80,000 dead. Some estimates range into the hundred thousands. More than 100,000 were injured and countless millions made homeless. Many in the highest elevations beyond the reach of damaged roads have yet to receive relief. Winter has begun in the Himalaya, and families are now facing freezing temperatures and deep snowfall with little more than the clothes on their backs. Officials at field hospitals and tent cities are preparing for a potentially huge second wave of suffering. Dr. Muhammad Hwasin Khan is the president of the local branch of the Pakistan Red Crescent Society in Rawalpindi, twin city to Islamabad.
Anyone dying now will be our joint responsibility. We'll all share as a global village, the entire world community will now be responsible for any death taking from now onwards.
Shahida, living with her family in a tent in Islamabad, is from Bagh, a particularly hard-hit region.
It looks like our lands have been blown up. There were a lot of landslides. The houses have moved from their places. We can't say anything about the situation so far because there are cracks in the road. When the rain comes, the water will pool in the cracks. Then we will see if we can move back or not.
NGO workers are hopeful that the recent donors conference will inspire increased coordination between the government efforts and the NGO sector, especially in light of the belief that the government has not articulated a clear plan to shelter the vulnerable mountain populations. As the earthquake fades from the international spotlight and the remaining foreign journalists wait patiently for an opportunity to photograph victims of the coming snows, it remains doubtful that the current relief system can handle the challenge of winter. In Rawalpindi, Pakistan, this is Casey Connor.